Welcome to Crafting Solutions to Conflict, a podcast exploring how to deal effectively with conflict, actual and potential, good and bad. Engaging guests discuss a range of insights, and I cover tips and topics based on my 35-year fascination with conflict and my experience helping people with it. I'm your host, Jane Bettel, and my goal is to share a perspective on conflict that is both practical and positive. What harmony isn't. The word harmony certainly conjures up a positive vibe, and it should. But it can often be used in a way that is not true to its meaning or its potential. We can hear harmony used to mean no disagreements, everyone on the same page, everyone with the same perspective, possibly no need for conversation, because what needs to be discussed? In fact, harmony represents a richer, deeper idea. In music, we know that harmony doesn't mean one person singing, or even two people with voices as nearly identical as two human voices can be. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary calls harmony the combination of simultaneous musical notes in a chord. The Cambridge Academic Content Dictionary defines harmony as a pleasant musical sound made by different notes being played or sung at the same time. Describing harmony in art, the Cambridge Dictionary says this: harmony is the combination of separate but related parts in a way that uses their similarities to bring unity to a painting, drawing, or other art object. More generally, Cambridge says that harmony is the pleasing arrangement of parts or interweaving of different accounts into a single narrative. My particular interest, of course, is in people and how we interact. For instance, Cambridge describes racial harmony as good feelings between different races. Obviously not a situation where everyone has the same perspective. Yet, when we talk about a smaller group, a closely held business, an extended family, an enterprising family, a legacy family, we can use the word harmony to mean that there are no differences. In fact, it's the differences that bring the harmony. The varied experiences, perspectives, preferences, and priorities even, that create the depth of the overall sound or voice. We benefit from the differences when we value them and treat each other respectfully when we have them. Back to musical harmony. I was recently treated to an inspiring example of it when I was introduced to a YouTube video of the New York City Virtual Choir and Orchestra. In May 2020, the Pod Brothers released a performance of How Can I Keep From Singing? Those were dark times, and much can look bleak today, too. The video begins with text that reads, "In times of uncertainty, grief, and isolation, we find strength and joy in making music." Over 140 singers and musicians came together from their own homes to create the piece. As you see the faces and hear the music, you experience human harmony at its finest. I will put the link in the show notes. If you are not among the 544,000 who have already had the experience. You might give it a try. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the Crafting Solutions to Conflict podcast, please share it, leave a rating or review, subscribe through one of the major apps. For anyone new to podcasts, here's something you may not know. Subscribing is free. You can also find the show at craftingsolutionstoconflict.com. Comments or ideas? Let me know. Until next time, I'm Jane Bettle.